Namkeg is a national historic landmark in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, run by the Trustees of Reservations. This architectural masterpiece is, at its heart, a family home. Joseph Choate, a leading 19th century attorney, hired the architectural firm of McKim, Mead & White to design the 44-room cottage, Namkeg, which would serve as a summer retreat for three generations of Choates. It was bequeathed in its entirety to, in 1958, from furniture to garden tools to its intact dairy barn. And now you can visit the house and gardens May 26th through October 15th from 10 to 5. We're joined by Colleen Henry, who is the Namkeg Cultural Site Administrator, and Kate Preissler, who is their Western Region Educator. Good morning. Thank you very much, Colleen and Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Great pleasure to have you here. Colleen, tell us a little bit about of how long you have been open to the public.
We have been open to the public since we took over the property in 1959, shortly after Mabel Choate's death, and it has been open to the public ever since then.
And did it receive its National Historic Landmark status at that time?
No, we received our National Historic Landmark status in 2007, and it is the fifth one of the trustees' properties to receive that designation.
How does that change things?
I think that's a good question. I think that we have a staff member that could answer that a little bit better than I do.
I mean, as marketing. I mean, as far as, as people knowing it, I assume it puts you on a different map, doesn't it?
It does. And there are people who come to visit us who actually make a habit of just going to visit National Historic Landmarks. That is their purpose for visiting it.
What is a Western Region educator, Kate?
Well, I work in all sorts of areas and communities in Western Massachusetts. One of my biggest priority areas is Stockbridge, where Namkeg is. And I deal with all kinds of programs and interpretation and outreach having to do with the stories at our homes and at our sites, both natural and historical.
And in particular, in this story, what is the story that you want to get out and educate people
about? Oh, my goodness. There's so many stories at Namkeg that we want to talk about. It's, a small area with a lot of life and history to it. So there's the story of the gardens where Mabel Choate spent 30 years of her life working with Fletcher Steele to create these garden rooms, each one very, very different, each one having kind of a personality and energy to it. There's the stories that take place in the house, the stories of the servants who worked there, the workers who built the house. There's the stories of the food that was produced. Not too many people remember that Namkeg was a working farm, and the Choates did produce a lot of food. Sometimes they'd even ship it back to New York where their winter home was. So there's a lot going on and a lot to learn there.
And Colleen, this creation of the Gilded Age, how so?
How so in this house particular?
Yes.
Well, it shows what we have on display that shows people how people lived during the Gilded Age would be the original furnishings and the art and just the scale of the house and the yard and the views that they had and the stories that we tell about how they lived in the house and how the workers operated in the house.
You talk about scale of the house, but 44 rooms. I mean, that's
it's a pretty good size house, yes.
It's a hell of a house, isn't
it? Is.
It?
And it's actually is known as a cottage. They were Berkshire cottages. During the Gilded Age, we had wealthy New Yorkers who came up to the Berkshires because it was known as a cultural mecca and a wonderful nature place. And they built these very, very large, what we call cottages. And they were homes just for the summer. And I think that it shows the scale of the way people operated during the Gilded Age, that there was money to spare and a lot of luxuries.
Okay, where did the name come from?
Oh, good question as well. The name came from, and Colleen can help me out with this one, the Choates were associated with a site out in Eastern Mass. And,
yes.
And
Namkeg is the Native American word for the town of Salem, and the Choate family is from Salem. And so they chose the name Namkeg for their house because they think of it as a restful place. And apparently that is one of the interpretations in the Native American language of Namkeg as restful place.
When you look at the a visitor's perspective of coming, as I mentioned, the season runs from late May through mid-October, of what can they experience?
They can experience the gardens, which are really, really beautiful and serene and very whimsical. It's a great day to just spend the day wandering through the gardens. We offer house tours, basic house tours every day, every hour on the hour, and we have some special tours. We have guided garden tours with a very, very well-educated garden person. We have a backstairs maids tour that we do on special occasions. On Saturdays, we have a special children's tour where we look at Nam Keg through a child's eye, and it's very different than the way adults look at a house of that size. We have we are celebrating a special Christmas event at Nam Keg this year on December 1st. So we have a lot of different ways of looking at it and different ways of entertaining people who come there.
The fact that Mabel Choate bequeathed Nam Keg in its entirety, I assume that makes the job a little bit easier than trying to recreate of what it was.
There's no doubt that that's very true. It's a lot easier to tell the stories when everything is intact. The furniture, yeah. The art, the books, everything that was there in the beginning is still there. And it is definitely easier to just say, to show people, this is how people lived at the time, and this is the way the Choate family chose to use their house, rather than, you're right, recreating it would be our vision of what it would have been, and it may not have been accurate. We feel this is really accurate because it is what it is.
And then, so for you then, it's maintenance mostly.
Maintenance, well, it's maintenance.
You know what I mean? As far as keeping it up, of keeping up appearances.
Yes, well, keeping up appearances, definitely, but it's also we do constantly look for new ways to reinterpret the story that is there and tell it in a different way or pick up a new detail that people seem to be interested in that we can then expound upon. And we find that that's really helpful. And that is helped by the fact that it is intact, that everything is there.
What goes into that reinterpretation?
You know, we're looking for stories these days that have resonance with all kinds of different audiences. So when we talk about a servant's tour, you know, it's the Gilded Age, but we're not just talking about those who benefited from the wealth flowing at certain levels at that time. When we talk about the gardens and the farms and the food, we're looking for things that really connect to people's lives now and also help us to tell a story about how we can live better and live you know, a more conscientious, productive life and learn from the past and learn from these different lifestyles that occurred. So there are a lot of choices that we make and a lot that goes into what we're doing there.
And I would assume, and even though you're open primarily in the summer, but schools take a part as well.
That is correct. We do have school groups who come to Nam Keg and our other properties in the Berkshires to learn the history that we can teach them from our spaces, the places that we have. We get a lot of school groups in May and June and then again in September. Yes.
When you say other properties, what are we talking about?
We have a number of other properties, Ashley House and Mission House. Mission House is in Stockbridge. Ashley House is in Sheffield. And we have a whole bunch of other properties.
Monument Mountain, Tierenham Cobble, you know, a lot of the natural spaces. We don't do the same extent of programming and interpretation and the way we do at Nam Keg, but they're beautiful sites. And there's a lot to be learned even from taking a hike, working with an ecologist or something like that. And we're really looking to bridge the stories between the natural and the historical as well.
And this is all under the Trustees of Reservations.
Yes, yes.
And that was formed in the late 50s when this all came about.
The Trustees of Reservations have been around actually since 1891. We were one of the first large-scale land conservation and historic preservation organizations in the country. So Stockbridge, Nam Keg, and this area is just one piece of what we have actually across all of Massachusetts that's been around for a really long time.
So is it a state program?
It's statewide, yes.
State program. Mm-hmm. And funded by the state at all?
No, I'm sorry. I'm essentially, yeah. No, we are a private land trust, private organization. We depend a lot on membership, volunteerism, and all the, you know, good philanthropic impulses of people in this state to take care of our sites.
And what does it take? What are you looking for as far as acquiring these houses? Is there a wish list?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, we We have a lot of factors that go into things. And because we're looking at cultural landscapes and natural landscapes, we sort of assess, are they going to have meaning to the communities they're in by saving them? Are we improving the ecology? Are we improving the heritage of an area? Are we saving particular stories that maybe don't get enough visibility? The Ashley House in Sheffield would be one of those, which has a story of slavery in Massachusetts. And those sites are very rare. We look for places that we will be able to engage people at so that people will be interested in and want to come to and interact with places that are beautiful, places that offer recreation. It's really about the communities we're in and about improving the quality of life in the state for our visitors and for the public.
And Wynn it comes to Namcaig, there's still plenty of opportunity this year to come out and check it out.
Absolutely. We're open daily until October 15th. The foliage is going to be stunning from on the property and then the views from the property. And that should be happening soon in October. And again, we have the other special tours that I just mentioned, garden tours, backstairs tours, children's tours. So we have a lot going on. We're also having a fall blooming crocus event in September, September 15th and 16th,
Wonderful.
I believe. So yeah, plenty of reason to still come out to Namcaig and see the house and see the gardens and just enjoy the views. Come and have a picnic.
You can tour the house and gardens of Namcaig through October 15th. It's run by the Trustees of Reservations. To learn more, visit thetrustees.org, thetrustees.org. Kate and Colleen, I thank you very much for being here. Best of luck with your efforts. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.